Okay, good morning, gentlemen, and any ladies that may be listening. We are learning Hilchos Birkas HaPeiros, the halachas of the blessings on Peiros. We're now in the general rules of blessings in Simon Resh Vav, that is 206. So far in this chapter, we've seen a lot of general halachas, one of them being that the bracha of Beirei Pri HaAdama is more general than the bracha of Beirei Pri HaEitz. Therefore, if you are in a situation of suffolk, of a doubt, where you're unable to clarify whether something is a fruit or a vegetable, then you make the bracha on the vegetable, that includes the fruit. And similarly, the bracha of Shehakol covers everything. But again, this is only a case of doubt that you're unable to clarify. If you're able to clarify it, then you're not allowed to go ahead and make a more general bracha, because it's a mitzvah to make a more specific particular bracha. In Sif Beis, we... let's skip Sif Beis, the recap of that. Okay, then Sif Gimel, we saw there were a few very interesting halachas. One of them is you're not allowed to have an interruption between the bracha and the eating, and similarly between the bracha and the doing of the mitzvah, because this is the same halachas apply. We're just recapping outside, Mr. Steinberg. So this is whether it's an interruption of a pause of time or an interruption of speech. However, the laws, the halacha of the interruption of speech is much more strict, much more severe than the interruption of time. Interruption of time, lechatchila. The best way is you should eat in the time of what's called toich kadei dibor, the amount of time it takes to speak. And we know that's the amount of time it takes to say three words, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. However, b'di'eved, even much longer than this, you're allowed to you're allowed to pause. Like when you're at a Shabbos meal, and the balabayas makes the hamotzi, and then he's slicing it up, and takes a long time to actually go ahead and eat the bread. So b'di'eved, you're allowed to wait a long time. However, when it comes to an interruption of speech, that is even one word. Even one word is going to be an interruption, unless the word or the words that you're speaking are what was the word we used? The word we used is pertinent. Absolutely pertinent. Great, thank you. Absolutely pertinent to the bracha that you're saying itself. Like you made hamotzi lechem in aretz, and you said, "Could you please pass the salt? Could you please pass the knife?" Please make sure the guest has a seat. Please make sure the dog has been fed. These are all pertinent to eating, to part of the meal. Okay.
And even in such a case, do you minimize? I mean,
you can say please and thank you.
You can. Okay.
Yes.
Not just salt.
And what's the makar for that din? If the Shara team would bring that down, you know what the Shara team would say? Poshut. You know what poshut means?
Plain.
It's obvious. It's obvious that a person should have manners. Perhaps in different countries, they would be more particular, more makbid about this. Nu. Yeah. By the way, nu is a word. I believe very strongly that nu is a word.
Yeah.
Nu is a word. You're trying to communicate. You're communicating something.
Well, and so is grunting.
But you're sort of...
grunting and anu. You're not supposed to lechatchila. You're not supposed to lo yichritz and lo... you're not allowed to make noises and everything from your mouth.
I've seen people do sign language.
Sign?
And that's they're communicating. You know?
Anyway. There are those that obviously are chilek on this. Okay. Anyway, then we saw in Sif Gimel... we saw the halacha of you have to be mashmiya la'aznav, you have to make sure when you're saying the bracha that you have to actually hear the words. L'chatchila, you should hear the words that you're saying. B'di'eved, if you didn't hear the words, you're okay. As long as they actually came out of your mouth, you have to say the words. So if you're just saying, davening like that, you see people davening like this, that's not davening. You didn't say words, you didn't do anything. You say bracha, you didn't say the words. You have to enunciate the words. You have to be mechatich your dibor. You have to cut your words very, very clearly with your lips. Okay. V'ne'emarim b'chol loshon. We saw also that they can be said in any language that you understand. As long as it's your mother tongue and you actually do understand it, then you're allowed to say brachas and tefillah in general in any language. In Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't understand it, that you're still yotzei. Then we saw that you have to be covered. You're not allowed to make brachas and daven when you are naked. And we're talking specifically about the nakedness, the private parts, the genitalia for the man and the woman. It does not include women's breasts. So that is that's one halacha, okay, that you have to be covered up, and covering up the erva, covering up the nakedness, that's enough for this. But there is another halacha, which is libay reyes erva, that the heart is not allowed to see the erva, to see the nakedness, which would be the classic example, would be if you're wearing a robe, and that covers up the nakedness, because you're covered up, you're wearing a robe, but it's open. Yeah, the robe is open from the top to the bottom. The heart can see the erva. Then that's going to be a problem. So you'd have to wear a gartel. You'd have to wear a gartel to separate the lave from the erva, separate the heart from the erva. Tie
I had that
string
situation,
or whatever it is,
in the hospital. I bedridden. Couldn't get up and just had the Johnny, which, you know, is just one piece.
Right, all right.
So I had the
entire thing. Another eitzah is lilchitz, is to press on the covers. If you've got a sheet or you're wearing a cover or something, then you mm-hmm. can just cover. And even if it happens to be that your nakedness is covered another way, okay, one example would be if you're underwater. Okay, so if you're underwater, water itself is considered a kisi, is considered a cover. Okay, that's for sure when the water is dirty. Okay, so you can kick up the water, if you're, you know, in the Kinneret. Yeah, so kick up the dirt from underneath you, then that's definitely going to be cover. But even if the water is clear, then that's still considered a kisi, but it is a machlekas. It is a machlekas. Therefore, they suggest the best thing to do then is to cover.
Should not do that.
Sorry?
Chathila, you should not do that, in other words.
Do what?
Rely on clear water.
Rely on clear water, and there you would fold your arms underneath you, which this is only going to be an issue for libay reis ever. It's only going to be an issue for your heart seeing the nakedness, because your nakedness is considered covered up. That is considered covered up, just the libay reis ever. If your heart is above the water line and your ever is below the water line, that's fine. That's fine. I recently saw an interesting shiny when it comes to women, because their erva is below, is lower. Therefore, it could be that as long as their erva is actually covered up, then there's no issue of liboy reyes erva. Therefore, so this would be an example
woman's
of them
robe.
if they're wearing a robe, as long as it's covered up, as long as their erva is covered up, or underwater as well. So when women go to the mikveh, this is a shaila. But again, this is still a machlokes about whether her erva is considered too low that the lave of the heart can't see it. Therefore, still it's better to cover it up with the hands like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's Sif Gimel. Now we're on to Sif Dalet. Kol Dovar, anything, Shemavarich Alav, La'achle, Oyla Hariachbay, anything which you are making a bracha on it to eat it or to smell it, and similarly to do a mitzvah on it as well, Tzarech La'achzei B'yiminoi, Kishahu Mavarich. You need to hold it with your right hand when you're making the bracha. Okay, this is the halacha of holding something when you're making a bracha on it.
With anybody.
And specifically, we'll see. Well, specifically with your right hand. Let's have a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Yud Zayin. Got it? It's there somewhere. There. Oh, so you are on 4. So you're going to have the 17. Okay. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yud Zayin says, Tzarech La'achzei Tam Ha'achiza. What is the reason for the achiza, for the fact that you have to hold it? Kadesh Yichavein Libay Amashem Mevarich. So you're going to have kavana on what you're making the barach on. Okay, very simple. If it's just floating around, there's something, you know, there's something there that you're going to make a bracha on, you're not, obviously not going to be able to have the appropriate kavana.
And if you're a lefty?
We'll come on to this. V'hu rak lechatchila. This is only a din lechatchila. However, the b'di'eved, im avarich alav k'shehaya munach b'vanov, if you made a bracha on it when it's in front of you, very important words, as we'll see in the next zif, when it's in front of you, af im loy achzei klal yotza uchle kameh. Even if you're not actually holding any hand, then you're still yotza. You're still fulfilled your obligation. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayta, be minoy with your right hand. Hatam, what's the reason that you hold it with your right hand? Mishum chashivus, because of importance. Okay. Anything which is chashiv, which is important, to add chashivus, to add importance to what you're saying or what you're doing, you do with your right hand. Okay, why? This is my choshev hand, this is my strong hand, this is where my strength is, I'm right-handed. Yeah, this is my strong hand. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the brackets here, uva itter yad, with a lefty, as linan basa yamin usmal didei. We consider, we go after the right and the left of him. His right and his left, loy basar da'alma, and not after the world's right or left. This is what is implied from Rabbi Akiva and the Magen Avraham. Okay, this is the concept over here, an amazing concept of an itter yad, a lefty, where when it comes to some things, we say that we go after the yamin didei. Okay, yamin didei means his right hand. What's his right hand? His right hand is his left hand. Yeah, does that make sense, Arkady? Now, are you a righty or a lefty?
You're normal.
You're normal. Very good. I like that you said that. Very good. Very good. So, what's your right? Show me your right hand.
Yeah.
Show me your right hand. Very good. What's the world's right hand? Normal. What's normal? What's a regular right hand? Looks like this. Yeah. My right hand, I'm a lefty. What's my right hand? What do I consider my right hand? My left hand. Because that's my right hand. My right hand of a regular person is his right, is this hand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but mine is this hand, because that's what I used to write.
You're
that's left, my stronger hand. I'm a lefty.
Oh, sorry, right. you're
I'm not normal. You're normal. I'm not normal. Yeah, normal, yeah, it's okay.
Even
it's okay.
Though you cut.
It's okay.
So, a lefty...
don't give me even though you cut, okay? Because I believe that you righties are doing it absolutely wrong, 100% wrong. It doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah, I don't understand it. You have a knife and fork here. Fork on your left hand, a knife in your right hand. When you're using the knife and fork, that's you American. Go like this with your left hand, with your fork, yeah? And you're cutting with your right hand.
Yeah.
Then what happens when you put your knife down?
You switch
your fork to the right hand. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand it.
I thought
it doesn't make any sense at all. What do people claim? People claim, righties left. Claim that no, what do you mean? I need to use my the knife because the knife is a much more intricate thing than you know than the fork. No, it's not. Doing that, picking getting that onto your fork and then able, you know, put it into your mouth is much more intricate than just going like that.
You
don't understand?
No, this is not.
I understand. I disagree.
Yeah,
you disagree?
Yeah,
okay, how do you disagree?
I'm a righty, I can tell
yeah.
you.
It's hard to cut with your...
Do you know why it's hard to cut?
Because we're not...
Because when you went to a restaurant or when you went to anything, since you were born, that's just how you've done it. But it doesn't make any sense that that is how it would be.
Rules,
it doesn't make any sense.
Rules of etiquette.
For some reason it's been set up that way, that righties eat the wrong way around. I believe it's the wrong way around.
What do lefties do?
In Mexico,
I have my fork in my left hand and my knife in my right hand.
You cut with your right hand?
Of course.
Maybe it's the continental European thing.
I have no problem, no issue cutting with my right hand.
You eat your, with your...
If you would do that for 2 weeks also, you'd also have no problem.
In a good restaurant, there are different forks. This is you cannot change. You can another one.
The forks are always on the left.
Believe me, Andrews, they have a...
The forks are always on the left.
I always put the left glove on the right hand.
Anyways, that's just my gripe. However, we're saying that this is the Yamin D-Day. When it comes to a question of chashivas, of something important, to give importance to what you're doing, then you do it with your important hand, your chashav hand. If you do it with your left hand, it's not so chashav to you, it's not so important to you. You do it with your right hand. Therefore, a lefty, he does it with his right hand. His right hand happens to be the world's left hand, the small Alma.
Even though that's how you do it in the language you use, his left is his right.
No. His right is the world's left. Okay? So we have over here, there's basically two concepts. There's Yamin D-Day and Yamin D-Alma. Yamin D-Alma means the right of the world. Yamin D-Day means his right, which is his strong hand. That's what it means. It's a metaphor for saying his strong hand, the equivalent of his strong hand.
Dominant and weaker, it'll be fine.
But what specific example? What is to hold?
When you're having an apple.
What? No, apple.
You have an apple.
No, but apple is apple. But if I have a...
You do it with your right hand.
What I do?
You do it with your right hand.
A spoon or
and this is what this is where you'll get. This is where you get messed up. In fact, I didn't even think about this. This adds to my gripe even more. No, you do it on the right hand. No, you do it on the right hand. No, but if you're having a knife and fork, this is where you're really messed up.
Yeah.
Because if you're eating with your knife and fork, the first thing you're going to be eating, you'll be holding it with your left hand. That's wrong. You have to switch hands, and then you have to switch back.
Why do you have to switch back?
Because that's how you eat. When you've got a knife, you hold your fork with your left hand.
Some more time watching righties eat. It's not as complicated as you make it.
It's very complicated. It is complicated. Yeah. It really is. I've watched. You have to switch hands. You've got to keep constantly
that's just
switching
like
hands.
What you do.
Right. It's just what you do. Therefore, it's not really complicated.
Back. What are you talking about? Huh? If you're holding the fork in your left and you cut,
good.
Then you switch. There's no switching back. You eat it.
Because then the next time you want to. Cut with your right hand. You have to put it back in that hand, and then you spend your whole this righties spend their whole meal switching between right and left.
No,
I've watched.
I guarantee
I've
you,
seen.
No, but or is that just Americans?
I know it doesn't cross your minds. I know it doesn't cross your minds. I know it doesn't cross your mind. I'm just saying. Else the svara, the logic is just.
Is that just Americans?
No, this is the whole.
No, but this etiquette.
Some people eat do it. Some righties I've seen do it the right way, but there are miyuts she'inamatsu. Very, very.
Like I said, in
the right way.
The right way is that we drive on the right side of the road. You guys claim it's the left side. I claim it's the right side of the road.
What's the right way to do it?
You should have your fork in your right hand, and if you want to use a knife to, you know, help to cut it, then hold that in your left hand. But your fork, which is the main item of the main cutlery item, utensil using, should be in your right hand, in your dominant hand.
That's not what they teach. Yeah, they teach without
flatware.
They teach without switching. No switching.
Yeah.
You hold the fork in your left hand. If you're a righty, we're talking about righties now. Okay? Hold the fork in your left hand, and the left hand always holds the fork and it always comes to your mouth and goes back. And the strong hand is the one with the knife.
Yeah,
that's the way they teach.
Cutting is more.
I know that's the way they teach.
And never switch.
I know that. Well, what happens when you're not using a knife? If you're not using a knife at all, you sit down to a meal just with...
What is the standard place setting?
Someone who
you guys are ambidextrous. You guys are ambidextrous,
yeah,
somehow. It doesn't make any... You've been trained like that, but it doesn't make any sense. Anyway, but this is going to have a real halachic problem. Because if you're sitting down to your Shabbos meal with a knife and fork, and you're cutting your, you know, or not to a Shabbos meal, because that's, you've washed. Yeah, but if you're sitting down to a meal, and you've got a knife and fork, you're going to be saying the bracha on your left hand without thinking about it, unless you are consciously aware of this thing of switching it to your right hand.
And why is it bad?
And then switch it back.
Why is it bad if you're saying a bracha and you're going to eat with the left hand?
Because we said you have to use your right hand. Because we said you have to. The halacha is you should hold the thing you're saying the bracha on with your left, with your right hand.
It means
because of chashivas, because of importance.
If I are eating soup, I need to take in spoon before say the.
You should have the soup on your spoon before you say the bracha. You should not say the bracha. Lechatchila, b'riyeved. As long as it's in front of you, you're okay. But lechatchila, you should have the item in your hand. Yeah, soup on the spoon. Pea on the fork.
Practically speaking, I need to take one spoon and say bracha.
Practically speaking, you scoop your spoon, you say shakol, eat the thing, and then carry on eating.
And the next thing you said previously is that you have to finish eating that.
That was last 2 weeks ago. We mentioned that when it came to that, when we're talking about interruptions, he said you should swallow. You should swallow before, right? That's still considered an interruption. Mm-hmm. If you haven't swallowed it, just because you put it in your mouth, it doesn't end the interruption thing.
Yeah.
It's still not considered that you actually swallowed it.
Why is the right hand more usher than the left hand?
Because that's your dominant hand. It's your strong hand. It's the hand that you write with. It's the hand that has your strength.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the halacha where it comes, where it plays out, where it comes to brachas. Okay,
right.
The halacha of right, right and left, and righty and lefty, and all these things comes across the board, though. Okay, we're constantly involved in doing things right and left throughout the day.
One Shavuos, the rabbi gave a shir on right
all the
and
different.
Left.
Okay,
yeah.
Excellent. So there's a kuntras which is written by Reb Chaim Kanievsky.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually out of print. And I don't have a copy of it. There was also one written by an English Rav as well at some point, which I also don't have. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down a number, and I'm saying four or five, maybe even more, of different categories of right and lefts. Okay, this one, chashivas, being one of them. Okay, so chashivas is the when it comes to something important, you're saying the bracha on it, you're making kiddush, right? That's also something in terms of chashivas. Then he has another category, right? So when it's a question of chashivas, it's your choshev hand, that's your right hand, or my right hand, which is my left hand. Okay, there are another example of a category would be when we're talking about yamin dekudsha brichu. The right of Hashem, or the left of Hashem, okay? When it comes to the right of Hashem and the left of Hashem, then that's going to be equal for me or for you. Because Hashem's right and Hashem's left, yeah, is going to be the same. So that means that when we're bowing for Oseh Shalom Bimreimav, yeah, and we're doing the bowing, the left, right, and the middle, then that's going to be the same. I'm going to start with the same, exactly the same as as you are.
You use your right hand?
Shema also to use my right hand, yeah.
I'm
rubbing my head. Yeah.
Now, in some cultures, if you're a lefty, they forced you to be a righty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
No,
as a kain.
Because now we cuddle... Oh, yeah.
So I have to say I don't remember the rest of the categories, but there's a bunch of different categories, and basically the question is, are we talking an objective? Another category is when we're talking about midas adin and midas rachamim.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Midas adin and midas rachamim is an objective. Right is midas rachamim, and left is midas adin. Therefore, when you are washing your body, for example, right, or you're putting your clothes on, we put your right arm in first, and then your left arm in.
Do you do that as well?
So you do the same. Even a lefty does the same.
Shoes
is going to be a little bit different. We put our right one on first, and we put our left one on first.
And tie the left.
But we put the right on, and then we tie it. And then we put the left on, then we tie it.
Interesting.
That's how a lefty does it.
That's interesting.
Why isn't it just the whole process switched?
That's a good question.
Left, right, right, left.
I don't know. Actually,
No, not really. No, what's the logic? I believe the logic of when you're doing it the way that you do it. Is that you're tying the midasa din down. You're limiting the midasa din when you tie your left shoe. That's tying the midasa din down.
It was just function of tone.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I
function
always thought.
Function of tefillin.
That your tying should emulate the way you put on tefillin. You tie onto your left.
What's the connection?
That's what I was told.
With respect to tying, I think the left has some chashivas there.
It's in the tying
of the tefillin. The reason why you tie the tefillin on your left is because you use your strong hand.
Right. Well, that's
that's the reason why tefillin. The mitzvah
right,
is the mitzvah is the mitzvah is not to not to have tefillin on you. The mitzvah is lehoniach tefillin, to put on the tefillin, to tie on the tefillin. Therefore, the mitzvah right. is in the tying. Okay.
This is exactly
so. I don't know if and when you find out.
At first left and after yeah. that right. Yeah.
Okay, so.
No, this is the left.
So when you tie one up.
The left one is the right.
Okay, next. Sif Hey. Okay, any questions? Okay, good. Sif Hey. Ein Mevarchin, Loi al Eichel, Veloi al Mashke. You don't make a bracha on food or drink until they bring it in front of you. Mm-hmm. Okay, now this here is talking about the bidyabed. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the lechatchila, we say you actually have to be holding it in your hand. But bidyabed, you're not allowed to make a bracha at all unless it's actually in front of you. Okay, and this would mean bidyabed, you're not yaitzi. You do not fulfill your mitzvah. Yeah. If you... Yeah. What do you say?
Sorry, an interruption. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you know, min al yamin tchila, lo yikshurana v'achachach yin al shal smol, v'yikshurana v'yachzor v'yikshur shal yamin. And on yamin, Mishnah Berurah says, you know, shekei matzina b'torah shah yamin chashev tamei le'inyan, bohen yad v'regel, l'chol dverim shmati mehimi l'hasmol, v'yakshurenu, de le'inyan kashira matzina shahatorah nasana chashivus el hasmol, shekosher aleha tefila shal yad.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Wow, okay. Very good. Okay, in which case it makes sense then that a lefty would do the right first.
Because with mm-hmm. tying there's a particular yeah. issue yeah. with the left since
yeah.
that's
yeah. very good. Did he bring anything down about Midas Adin and Midas Ra'a? Very interesting. Okay, we'll start reading and then you'll find
just
it.
Just for making the bracha, there's no inyan of rachamin versus din. Because
that's an inyan of chashivas.
Right. Because the rachamim is regardless, that's the right, and regardless, the left. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Eimav rachim loyal oichav al ayah. So this is now bidyabed. So bidyabed, this would mean that if you would say a shakol, right, and someone is bringing the you still don't have the water in front of you to drink, then with that, you're not yaitzi.
So the implication here, right, so he doesn't say anything about whether it's a dinner or anything, but it says, I'm not sure how to pronounce this word, anpalaos shalavad.
Sandals.
Okay. Ein tzorach lahakdim smol lakshira, I could find the iter yad, Shemaniach hatfilin bimin shakol adam, yachdim yamin gam lahakshira. But he doesn't say that he should not put the left shoe on first.
So if you look at the I believe it's in the B in the Berhetiv, I think he says something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I had this question for a long time. I actually did it the wrong way. Also, I found in the Berhetiv. Which simon is that in?
Simon Beis Sifdal.
Levisha. Levisha's begotten.
Hmm?
Levisha's begotten.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's in the Berhetiv. Or the Shari Tshuva. Okay. Ein mevarchim le'al oichel ve'le'al mashke ad sheyaviu lefanav. We don't make a bracha on food or drink until it's brought in front of you. Beirach.
Yeah, it's in the church.
Yep. Beirach v'acharkach heviyuhu lefanov. If you made a bracha and then they brought in front of you, tzarech levarich pam acheres. You need to make a new bracha. Aval misha beirach al peiros shelefanov. But a person who made a bracha on fruits that are in front of you, v'acharkach heviyu loy yoyser me'ayse hamin. And then afterwards they brought more of that type of fruit, oy mimin acha shabirchaso kabirkas arishon, or of a different species, different category of fruit, but also with the same bracha category, ein atzarich levarich. That you don't need to make a new bracha on, because the bracha is going to go, a blanket bracha will go on all other types of fruit from that bracha category. The Mishnah Berurah says that this halacha, that you need to make a new bracha if it wasn't in front of you, is even if you had kavana, even if your intention was, it's going to be going on that, right? You ordered a milkshake, you know, from a restaurant, and then they're just making it up, and you said, I'm so excited about this milkshake, I want to say the bracha already. That milkshake that's on his way to me. But it wasn't yet in front of you. You're not Yaitzi. Yeah, when it was actually brought to you, you have to make a new bracha.
What is reason to make bracha if there is no food? You need to eat immediately. If no food, what?
Yeah, we said bidi evad. You could bidi evad. A pause is okay. A pause in time, an interruption of time is okay. Bidi evad. But whatever the reason was, you
here it's just kind of clarifying how far you can go in bidi evad situation.
In this case, I have something else in front of me that's a shehakol, and I have in mind a milkshake is going to be coming someday whenever they get around to it. And the shehakol is going to cover the milkshake that's not yet in front of me.
Good question.
So does it or doesn't it?
We will see. We'll see in a minute. We'll get there. Okay, before we get there, though, there's a question about how far do we go when it comes to this halacha? This halacha that it has to be the thing that you're actually going to be eating or drinking has to actually be in front of you, b'shas bracha, the time you're saying the bracha. Now, what if you are standing next to a stream, okay, of fresh water. Fresh water, yeah? And you want to have a drink, okay? Now, let's say it's very difficult, you know, difficult to sort of cup the water in your hands. It's all going to, like, fall out of your hands by the time you're saying the bracha, okay? So what do you want to do? You're going to say a bracha, shakol, niyabavari, and then, you know, dip your head down and go to that and drink it. So the water that you're making the bracha on, that's going to be gone. The water that was in front of you, b'shas bracha, the time you said the bracha, that's gone. The water that you're actually going to be drinking is way up there. It's not in front of you.
You don't consider that one huge unit?
No. We don't consider one huge unit. It's not. That's not what you're drinking.
You can run.
As you're saying the bracha,
run downstairs.
Yep. So this is a shaila which is brought in the Mishnah Berurah. So have a look. Two lines into the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Tes. This is, where are you? The words start Veloy Dami. Veloy Dami, La Amas Hamayim. Okay, this is not comparable to an Amas Hamayim, to a stream of water, to Sifvav, which we're going to see in Sifvav. Da Asam Kevan to Vadai Yavoyu Amayim Negdoi. Seeing as the water will definitely come to you, Ki Ilu Hayu Lefanov Damya. It's as if it was in front of you. Masha'ein Kein Hacha. Not like here, the Tole B'das Achirim. Here you are dependent on other people. Okay, if the person working the shift, you know, the milkshake just decided, you know what, I quit, I'm out of here. Yeah, that could happen. You're Tole B'das Achirim. You're dependent on someone else. So it's not Vada, it's not definitely going to come to you. And here we see, this is the principle behind this halacha. The principle is, is this thing vaday going to be coming to you? If it's vaday, for sure, 100%, no doubt about it, going to be coming in front of you, then it's as if it's in front of you. Consider as if it's in front of you. But if you're tolle, if you're dependent on other people, then it's not vaday in front of you. It's not definitely going to be coming to you. Therefore, you can't say a bracha. You made a bracha on nothing. On dava shaloi bala olam, something that doesn't exist. Okay, the water, the stream of water is going to be the same thing. Yeah, it's vaday coming, and there's no chance that the stream is, you know, just going to suddenly dry up at some point. That's vaday coming to you, and therefore you're allowed to make a bracha on it, even though it's not in front of you. This would be negeya. This is very relevant when it comes to water fountains.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah, a water fountain. This is the exact halacha of a water fountain. You can't you know, water, you know, like this, you know, in front of you in have, you know, next to a water fountain to actually take it in your hand. So what do you do with that? So with that, you have the water fountain running for a moment as you say in the bracha and drink.
Why do you need to do that?
Why do you need to have it running? Because or you should check that it's running. You should check that the water is working. But then you make the bracha and you drink. Okay, because that is again, the words are Kevon shebavada yovoyu amayim negdo, seeing as it's for sure going to be coming to you, ki ilu hoyulofon of damyo. It's as if it's right. It's in front of you right now.
Now we're referring to a bubbler.
Doesn't matter.
What's a bubbler?
Bubbler you put in a cup. You're talking about the Poland Spring things?
No, this is
a bubbler. Yeah, that's New England.
That's a bubbler? A water fountain is a bubbler?
Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah.
That's Boston for...
Yeah, that's not... That's not
normal. Jimmy's
now. Hopefully there's still water.
No, it's still there. Stopped.
I wouldn't drink that water.
Okay, I can't see another halacha which is relevant over here, so I'll mention it now, which is that that if you have this very same halacha would apply to, right, being able to, 1 second, did we mention it already? Maybe we mentioned it already. In fact, if we didn't mention it already, then we should have mentioned it already, in terms of this that comes up in terms of the interruption, right? The interruption and pause of time. If you're going to have to be making the bracha, and then you're going to be peeling your fruit, you know, or peeling your banana afterwards, yeah, then that's going to cause an interruption. So this is the halacha is that l'chatchila, one should already have the fruit peeled, yeah, have your orange ready. Peeled, and everything should be ready.
Taken out of the wrapper or whatever.
Take it out of the wrapper, yeah. However, if it's in the wrapper, yeah, or even if it's, you know, in the bag or like in a box or something, then it's still not going to be considered that it wasn't in front of you. It's still considered it's in front of you. So this halacha wouldn't
but
apply.
It would be better if it's already.
But the halacha, yeah, but the halacha of the interruption does apply. Okay, so lechatchila one should peel that before.
Okay.
Okay, I think we'll read this next Mishnah Berurah inside, these next two Mishnah Berurahs inside, because there's a lot of details. Okay, so we said that if you said the bracha on the fruit that is in front of you, and then they brought you more fruits from that very same species, okay, or anything else from the same bracha category, okay. Well, 1 second, sorry, not, yeah. V'achar kach heviu lo yoyser me oyser amin, more of that type of fruit, oy mimin acher, or from another type of fruit, shebirchasa kabirka zereshon, that the bracha is the same as the first bracha. Okay, again, we're talking about peiros, we're talking about fruits, that the bracha is the same as the bracha. Eino tzarech levarech, we say you do not need to make a new bracha. The Rama adds, v'toiv, however, it's better lizaher lechatchila liyizdaito al komashi yovuloi. You should have what we call stam das. Yeah, you should have your intention should just be on whatever they bring you. Meaning, at the time you say the bracha, you should have in mind whatever they bring me. Throughout the meal is going to cover everything. Okay. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan chaf v'acharkech hevuloi hainu. This means afilo achash kvar ochal rishonim. This means even after you've already finished eating the first ones, okay, you ate some grapes, and then they brought you finish the whole bunch of grapes, and now they bring you another bunch of grapes, cluster of grapes. Then you do not need to make a new bracha. Vihine, behold, midivrei harama shabasamach. Mashma damechabe mayri afilu b'shaloi hayadaita behedyo al kol mashi yaviu. Yeah, from the fact that the Rama says, oh, by the way, lechatchila, you should have in mind whatever they bring you, that implies that the Shulchan Aruch isn't talking about that case. Okay, Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case even if you didn't have in mind on whatever they brought you. Okay, does that make sense? You see, you hear that logic? The fact that the Rama, okay, you got it? I'll say it again. The fact that the Rama says later, oh, by the way, you should have in mind, best to have in mind everything, that implies that when the Shulchan Aruch was talking about this, he wasn't talking about having everything in mind. So he was just saying a regular case where you were eating your food, you ate up all your grapes, and then they brought you more grapes. You didn't have in mind more grapes. There, the Shulchan Aruch says, oh, you're okay. You're still okay. The bracha is going to go.
So what do we learn from that?
Let's see. Rak sheberach al peres elu shehoyu lefanu bistama. As you made the bracha on the fruits that are in front of you, bistama, just on those. V'amrinan, and we say, dezeh havi ki'ilu asni befeirush, and we consider it as if you had a condition, an explicit condition, she'im yaviu lo oyed sheyoichu gam kamehen, that if they would bring you more, that you're also going to eat those. Okay? Mishum shekein derech ha'odim. Why does this work? Why is this? This is a big chiddush. Why should we say that? If you had a bunch of grapes, yeah? You eat a bunch of grapes and that's it. Why would we assume that you're going to have also in mind on more grapes that they might bring you? Okay? Why? The answer is because that's what people do. Shekein derech ha'odim. Because that's the way the people eat. Lichnais me'achila katana l'gadayla. To go from just like a little snack to a full-blown meal. Yeah, you start by a little snack. You have, oh, I'm just going to have one. You don't have Skittles here, do you? Smarties. What would be the equivalent of? Skittles. Yeah, you have one Skittle. I'm just going to have a couple of Skittles, yeah? And then, oh, those are quite nice. Yeah, so you go to the cupboard, you get some more. Yeah, that's the derech, that's what people do.
It means people never stopped eating.
Yeah. Elohim Cain, unless Hoyadaito Behedio Shaloi Lechoy Rak Elu Aperishayu Shemifanov. Unless you specifically had in mind, I'm going to die, I'm not going to have any more Skittles. Okay, and depending on how weak-minded you are, you have to know yourself. Yeah, I guess he's talking in a generation that people weren't so weak. Yeah. Now there's this like concept of take them away from me. Yeah. People like put when you see it's so common like an oineg or a shalom zachar or something like that, the bowl that's in front of you, sort of going away, and then at some point the person goes like that, like they push it away from. Why are you pushing it away from you? You've got no self-control that you can't, take it unless you actually push it away from you. But shekein derech ha'adam. This is the way. Okay. Or whether it was at the time you started eating and you made the bracha, you said, okay, I'm only going to have these. Or at the end of your eating of those grapes, you said, okay, that's it, I'm not going to have any more. Okay? That would be, that's called that's called Hesach Hadas. That's called Hesach Hadas. Yeah, Hesach Hadas is the same as okay, guys, let's bench. Yeah, that means I've finished my eating. There, you need to make a new bracha. Then you change your mind to eat more. There, everyone agrees you have to make a new bracha. Okay, excellent. Now, very important. See this next Sifkat Mishnah Brura Mimin Acher. Okay, we said that if you're being brought the same type of fruit, meaning, yeah, grapes, you're eating grapes and then they bring you more grapes, you don't need to make a new bracha. They said also, if they bring you another category of fruit which has the same bracha category, you were eating grapes and then they brought you an apple and you had an apple. Okay, that's okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ubilvad sheyiyu mimin peiros, as long as it's from the category of fruits. De'im beirach al dogim, that if they brought you dogim, fish, vehiviyu loy sheikhar, and then they bring you beer, Shehu min achel gamri, which is an entirely different category, even though it's in the same brachas category, they're both shehakol, they're af shebirchaseyem shavos, even though their brachas are the same, mikol mokim, nevertheless, einam niftarim bebirchasei bestama. The bracha is not going to cover them when you're just making a stam, a bracha, without explicit intention. Ella im kain, unless hoya daitoi behedya liftar oisem behabracha. Unless you had very explicit, clear intention with when you said the bracha, to also have in mind anything else which is the same bracha. Oy shahayu lefanav al kopanam al shulchan b'shar sheberach. Or that it was actually on in front of you on the table at the time you made the bracha. Okay? Again, this is a very, very important halacha, a halacha which comes up, which people just don't know the halacha. They don't know there's people just don't know what to do with this. Okay,
you'd make another
the rule is like this. Okay, we have what's called a brachas category. Okay, then we have a type of food category. Okay, something which is in the same category of brachas doesn't necessarily. The rule is that anything which is in the same category, okay, that as long as when I make a bracha on this food, it's going to cover everything else that's in the same category of that food. Okay, now what category are we talking about? Because there's two categories. One is the category of the brachas, right? Because I could have thought that it just means, well, anything, that obviously means anything which is of the same bracha. Mm-hmm. Okay? That is wrong. It's not anything of the same category of bracha. Even though one should have thought, well, I've said this bracha, I said shakal already, right? And then they're going to bring me something else with shakal that could cover it. No, it's not true. We're talking about the category of food. Okay, happens to be when we're talking about the bracha of when we're talking about fruits, that's always going to be the same because fruits are always fruits.
Well, I have so a question there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said an apple and a grape.
Yeah.
But one is alaperos and the other one's borina.
It's still peiros. It's still fruits. Okay. Yeah, it's still fruits.
So is the ideal thing to do then when you're starting a meal?
We'll come. I'll just clarify that in a minute. Okay, let me just to clarify this. Okay, so something we're talking about something specifically of the same category of food, not the same category of brachas. Category of brachas that just gets you in the ballpark. You know, if it's a different category of brachas, then of course it's not going to cover it. Okay, but now you're in the same ballpark of the category of brachas. It's still not going to help you unless it's the same category of food. Okay. I've seen brought down in halacha, this is even applies when it's talking about an entree and a dessert. Okay, let's say you're having meat, and then you're having ice cream. Yeah, meat and ice cream are not going to be considered the same. Yeah?
Par
of ice cream. Okay, obviously. I mean, I actually don't even, like, I never have milky ice cream. Like, there's no, milky ice cream is not on my, you know, when I go to JP Licks, it's par.
That's because you keep clubbing stuff.
I'm just saying, like, I don't, what ice cream for me means par of ice cream.
Until I get you to
Until you get me some Giovanna, yeah.
Yeah.
Now you'd have to make another charcoal?
So that would mean that it wouldn't cover. Okay, you're saying you're having your bracha, you're having your main course, you said your shahakol on the meat, and then, or your chicken, and then they brought you some ice cream for dessert, some power of ice cream for dessert, then you would have to make a new bracha. Okay, because it's not going to cover. That's out. That's not in the same brachas category.
Mm-hmm. But you say means you say the same bracha again.
Yes.
You say the.
You say this.
You would say the same bracha again. Exactly the same bracha. You'd say another shahako.
Suppose I make a nedya. From now on, for the rest of this year, any time I make the bracha shahako, it covers everything in all category to which shahako.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Yeah.
It expires after 72 minutes.
I don't know what they call it.
It's a stipulation.
A stipulation.
Stipulation expires after 72 minutes.
But this is only for Shabbat.
Okay.
I for Hamotzi. Also need to repeat.
No, Hamotzi is going to cover everything through the meal. Whatever is considered a part of the meal is going
to...
Even if it's not on the table. Well, what happens on the Shabbos meal? They bring you bread, and then it's going to come out. First course, and then soup, and then main course, and salad bar, and that's all part of the meal.
Ice cream at the end.
Well, ice cream at the end wouldn't be. Okay, now.
It may be easier to.
Okay, one, there's. Okay, we are not done. We are still not done. Okay, unfortunately, there's one more detail that we have to be that we have to add into the challenge. Okay? With this. Okay, so far, what we have is as long as it's in the same category of. Of food, category of, if it's in the category of fruits, even if it's not the same same actual fruit, even if it's not the same actual food, then it's still going to be okay. It's still going to be okay. The one bracha will go on everything. Okay, we've got one more detail we have to add as well. Have a look at Sif Katan Kaf Base 22. Anything which has Shabir Kosei, anything which has the same bracha, okay, which we already said that doesn't mean the same bracha across the board, it has to be the same category of food as well, okay. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, Kama Achrayim Cholkim Bedinze. There are many Achrayim, there are a few Achrayim who disagree with this halacha. Okay, the halacha being that as long as it's the same bracha, even if it's a different fruit, you're okay. There are achrayim who disagree with this. Usvira lehu, and they hold the dafka ba'oisei hamin mamash hu depoita b'berchase b'stama. That it's specifically with that very category, that very type of fruit, that you are going to be able to count for in your initial bracha. Meaning that if you're eating grapes and they bring you grapes afterwards, you finish your grapes and they bring you more grapes, that you're okay. But the Achrayim say, no, if they bring you an apple, that's not going to count. Only if you're eating grapes. Okay?
So what does Mimin Acher mean?
Sorry? Mimin Acher means that they disagree. They disagree with the Shulchan Aruch when the Shulchan Aruch says Mimin Acher. That he says, Mimin Acher, it's okay as long as it's the same bracha category. Okay? Mm-hmm. When we're talking about fruits. Okay? But the Achrayim say no. Or some Achrayim say no, this is not true. It's only when it's that very specific min. Okay? Aval, however, lemin acher loy mahani birchase b'stama. V'tzarich levarich. But if it's a different type of fruit, it doesn't help with the stam bracha, the regular bracha. They didn't have anything else in mind, and you need to make a new bracha. Mikol mokim. Okay. Now we've got these two opinions over here. Okay, we've got a machlekas, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Achrayim about how we how we understand this, whether it's going to apply to every other category of food or not. Okay, though, so we have a pshara over here. We're going to have a nice compromise. Mikol makom, nevertheless, im heviu loy hamin ha'acher, ba'oid shaloi kilo min harishain. If they brought you the other type of fruit. While you were still eating, the initial food, the initial type of fruit, nirasha ein levarich. There, the Mishnah Berurah would say, you know what? There you're okay. There you're not going to lose your bracha, according to these achrayim. Kevin she'aviu loy b'shar she'hoya osuka dayin b'achila. Seeing as they brought it to you while you were, I was in the middle of eating fruits. So they bring me. Mm-hmm. Something else, while I was actually still in the middle of eating those fruits, even though it was a different category of fruit, that I'm still okay. I'm still going to be okay. V'chein nira lehalacha. And this seems to be the halacha. Okay, so this is this is not just a blanket thing. Up until now, we said that as long as it's the same food category, you're okay. As long as it's the same food category, even if it's a different type of food, you're still okay. Over here, we've now added another feature. The other feature is, no, it's not going to be okay, because some Achrenim say if it's a different type of food, even if it's in the same food category, if it's not exactly that same type of food, then that's not going to be considered, that's not going to be covered by your bracha. However, an eitzah would be, if you're still in the middle of eating, we're going to consider, I'm eating. My bracha is just going to cover whatever I eat while I'm eating, as long as you're still eating. But if you were eating, I don't know, you have your entree, not in the middle of a meal, okay? You had your entree, not your entree, your appetizer. Yeah, you started with your appetizer, and you did not have in mind the main course that's going to be coming later, and your appetizer was your appetizer was I don't know, cocktail sausages, yeah. And then they brought you chicken for the main course. But they'd already cleared the plates from your starters. You're not okay. You need to make a new bracha. Even though it's food. It's not food to drink. It's not fish to beer. It's not a different category of food. But seeing as it's a different type of food and it wasn't brought to you while you were osuk ba'achila, while you were still actually actively involved in eating, then you'd need to make a new bracha.
You need or no, don't need?
You do need.
You'd need to make a new bracha.
Sounds like the best thing to do really is to try to have in mind when you make that first bracha and whatever that it's
okay. Exactly. So now we're going to skip. One second.
He said last year. From Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah.
Okay. So we saw the Ramah said v'toyv lizay lechatchila. You should be careful lechatchila. To have in mind anything that they bring you. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Chaf Gimel, 23. There are those poskim who hold that stama, if you just had stam, it's not gonna help. Unless it was actually in front of you at the time that you made the bracha. Yeah, but if it's not actually in front of you, then everyone is going to hold that you actually have to have in mind specifically everything that they bring in front of you. And therefore, this is what we do, that we try to have in mind specifically anything they're going to bring you throughout the meal. What they used to say in yeshiva is this is brought down by the poskim as well, that in yeshiva, yeah, a bacha is going to eat whatever they bring. You know, whatever they bring me. Like, even if they bring me, like all of a sudden they got like a surprise, you know, like a load of ice cream, yeah, that you wouldn't typically get. There's no ice cream. They don't bring dessert. They never bring out dessert after. You know, all the dessert is always fruit. But if they would bring you, you know, ice cream at the end, then I'm for sure going to be eating that. Yeah, so there we would say that even though it's a different category, even though if it's a different food category, they wasn't brought to you while you were still eating, but the fact that you would eat it because you're, hungry yeshiva bacha, then that bracha is gonna cover. This is a little bit more extreme than what the poskim typically say. The poskim typically say that if you are soimech al shulchan achirim, that if you are relying on someone else's table, it's not at your own table, you're relying on someone else's table, then more or less you'd have in mind whatever they may bring you. Mm-hmm. If you're eating at your own table, then that's going to be a problem. That's going to be a problem, right? If you come to the end of your meal, right, you gave yourself, a main course, and then you came to the end of your meal, and then you thought, oh, I fancy some dessert. Yeah, that would be a problem. Mm-hmm. That is where we would say that would be a classic, application of this halacha. There would be a problem.
But if you sit down at the beginning of the meal.
If you sat down at the beginning of the meal and you thought,
and you
had in mind that I might have dessert, I might have things, good. But if you were just having a quick meal, yeah, and you weren't necessarily planning on having dessert, then we'd say that would really be a problem. Okay, so if you're having your chicken and then afterwards you decided, oh, I'm still a little bit peckish, you go to the fridge and find a bit of meat in there, yeah, and you finish your chicken already, right? That we would say you'd have to make a new bracha on. Mm-hmm. Okay? Unless you would have the stam das, that stam das, that whenever you make a bracha, you should have in mind whatever, you know, whatever is going to go together as this part of with this meal of this eating.
Given that there's a machokas between, say, the Shulchan Aruch and some achronim, or even amongst the achronim, about whether the same min requires a second bracha, why don't we invoke suffik brachas lahakel? Why would we actually make a, like with the chicken and the meat thing? Like, I would think that usually when you have this kind of situation where you've got, I mean, a rishon certainly that says that mm-hmm. you don't make a separate bracha, and some achronim may disagree.
That's a great question. It's an excellent question. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to look into that. That's a great question.
Yeah.
Okay. Shkoyach. Have a wonderful day.